Jesus said,
I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener.
He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. He prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more.
You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you.
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me.
Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away, like a useless branch, and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile and burned.
But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted.
When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. Welcome to the PA Chapel. We are your pastoral assistants, and the theme that we're going to be focusing on today and this semester is Jesus, the true vine. We read from John 15, 1 through 8, and we'll be reading 1 through 17 throughout the rest of this service. So first, we'd like to introduce ourselves. My name is Nicole Groff. I'm a senior biology major. And something that I'm excited for this year is just to be able to worship with such a great community. And I'm also involved in Alpha Omega Dancers for Christ, so praising God through dance.
I'm Tyler. I'm a senior as well. My major is something in the business department. This year I'm excited for just experiencing God and figuring out exactly what I'm going to be doing next year.
My name is Macon. I am a junior nursing major, and I am looking forward to trying to work with commuter students in campus ministries.
I'm Christina. I'm a social work major and I'm a junior. And this semester I'm really excited about getting people connected with small groups. So if you're interested in that, let me know. And we'll be having a gathering soon, hopefully.
Hi, my name is Rose Jancy. I am a senior elementary education major with a minor in Spanish. And I am really excited about the way that God is working on campus, the movement of the Holy Spirit, and building bridges, especially in Redmond House.
My name is Brandon Wagge. I'm a senior in biblical studies as well as peacebuilding and development major. And this year, what's not to look forward to? I'm looking forward to helping out in chapel, but also facilitating other worship experiences on campus.
Hello, my name is Katie Miller. I'm a senior music education major. And I am really excited this year for the passion and energy that I've already seen on campus. And I'm excited about leading celebration and hymn sing and just having some awesome worship times with you guys.
And I'm John Burkholder. I'm a senior. I am tall. And my major is history. And something I'm excited about is getting involved with the YServe program, YPCA, and also hanging out in FCA. So those are a couple things that I'm looking forward to. And so now I'm going to explain a little bit of why we are all mixed up. And so we decided to have you all sit in a little different location today, away from the people that you might normally sit to. And the idea of being connected to each other, which is on that little slip of paper as well, is that means that we are all a part of this experience here at EMU together. And in coming to college, it can be challenging to find your spot and find people that you're comfortable with. And so that's a struggle that we all have when we come. And then also, when we do find that place on campus, sometimes we get stuck there. And we may tend to cling to our groups and pods and things like that. And so with an emphasis on being connected to the vine, we should be careful not to close ourselves off from the rest of community. And so now we'd like to give you a little time to introduce yourself if you don't know the person sitting next to you, and just tell them a little something about yourself, like where you're from or what you named your first pet or imaginary friend, and or maybe who your favorite PA is. And if you chose not to sit in your assigned row and you'd like to, you can do that now as well.
As soon as you're done talking to each other, you can stand and join us in singing.
In the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know.
Missed the memo of wearing a shirt today. Well, I wore a shirt, but it's the wrong one. I hope you can all forgive me, because I'm sad. Anyways, I'm gonna just share a bit from what I feel like John 15 is kind of saying to me. So I'm gonna start out by asking how uncomfortable you might feel right now sitting around these people that you may or may not know so well, or maybe just know them enough just to make it awkward. Now, for some of you, this is probably just another day in paradise. You just get to sit there and talk with new people. But for others of you, this is probably one of your worst fears. I know I sure don't envy you, because I hate being forced to come into places and mix it up like this and talk to people and try to make it sincere and genuine. It's one of my worst fears. But you know, we made you do it anyway, so too bad. You can live with it. But that's just to say that you're not alone if you feel like that. But you're probably wondering a little bit more why we made you mix it up other than what John said earlier, like how much it actually relates to the scripture and how it relates. And so I guess I can admit a little bit, it does seem like a little bit of a stretch for us to connect the two, mixing up and the John 15, but bear with us for a little bit, because I'll have a question. What is a grape like? Just shout it out. You can't be wrong unless you describe the wrong fruit. Oh, what's a grape like? Round, tasty, purple, green, juicy. That's all I had in mind. Oh, there's some of the seeds, some don't. So yeah, that's a grape, good job. And what do grapes grow on? Vine, grapevine, yeah. And does each branch on the grapevine grow separately from one another? No, you guys are smart. No, they're all connected to each other through the vine. And so just as all the grapes and branches are connected through the vine, so are we as Christians connected to each other through Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, this means that this connection extends beyond our small group of friends, beyond our little pods, and it extends further to our brothers and sisters in Christ, just like John said earlier. So now this branches and vine thing can be a little bit of scary of an analogy for me, especially when we read the part about cutting off the dead branches and pruning back branches, especially if we're the branches. It just kind of, it's a little scary, and part of it is maybe because I just don't fully understand what it means, and I've got a few ideas. I'm going to share them, actually, so you'll be able to hear what my ideas are. When I looked up some stuff about this, I found that in the original Greek, pruned is the same word as cleansed. So verse 3, where Jesus suddenly just says, "You are made clean by the words I've already spoken," that's because pruned is the same thing. So it's sort of a fancy play on words that John does. He can say pruned and relate it to vines, but still mean cleansed and still being cleaned by the words that Christ gave us. But that doesn't really mean, it's still, we are the branches, and what does that mean? So it could mean something else, that God refines us, and if we come to him with an attitude of willingness that to be cleansed, that he will cleanse us, but that's still just kind of, it's like part of our persons. It's not us being the branches. When Christ explicitly says that we are the branches, that's just parts of our being the branches. And so for me, I guess this whole thing kind of wraps up. The whole thing goes back to Matthew 12, 46 to 50, where Jesus is talking to this crowd of people, and his mother and brothers come up outside, and they want to talk to him. So one of his disciples comes up to Jesus and says, "Jesus, your mother and brothers are outside, and they want to talk to you." And he looks at them, and he says, "Well, who are my mother and brothers?" And then he points at the crowd, and he says, "Here are my mother and brothers, because anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my mother and my brother and my sister." So, yeah, this does relate to why we're mixed up, as you can see, hopefully, because it shows how we are connected as Christians. We aren't just connected through this common bond we have and sort of believing maybe the same sort of thing, but we're connected because we are considered brothers and sisters of each other in Christ. Now that's intimate. So, jump in a little bit. Sometimes we need to give up some relationships we have in order to follow the will of God. So like John said earlier, we can get comfortable in the groups of friends we already have and grow reluctant to leave them. But sometimes you got to, because we're all connected. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. So if you look around at the people around you that you don't really know very well right now that are sitting next to you, we don't know what God has in store for us. We don't know if these people next to us are going to be maybe ones that God calls us someday to plant a church with somewhere, or maybe these people around you that you don't know right now will someday be the very ones that help you through the death of a loved one, or vice versa. We don't know what the future holds or who the future holds for us, but what we do know, and we know this, that God is in control, and he does know. So we don't know who we will be with one day. We don't know when or if God will call us to separate from our group of friends that we have right now. We don't know that. But we can be secure in the fact that if he does call us to leave that, we can go into more brothers and sisters in Christ. We're still inside our family. And maybe an extreme example of this is if God calls you to pack your bags and leave the country for a while, leave back behind all the relationships you've already made, that can be one of the hardest things you'll ever do. And, it's definitely not something everybody will be called to do. It's just an example, but when you're called to leave those relationships, and it's really hard, because it's going to be, we've got to remember that we're all still brothers and sisters in Christ, and no matter where we go, we're all still connected. So another thing that I think about when I have to leave relationships like this is Matthew 8:18-22. It says, "When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to Jesus and said, 'Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go.' Jesus looks at him and says, 'Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.' And another disciple came up to Jesus and said, 'Jesus, first, before I follow you across this lake, before I follow you, just let me go and bury my father. And Jesus looks at him and he says, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. So dang, that's kind of harsh. And when God's pruning our relationships, I mean, it's not to hurt us, like this verse may sound, it's pretty harsh, but it's not to hurt us. It's because there's just so much more that we have. So when we have to break with our group of friends and go on to another group of brothers and sisters, it's really hard, but Jesus calls us to do hard things. He says, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. These relationships that we have here, they're earthly relationships, and God's will just trumps it all. So don't get too comfortable with the group of people you're with, because you never know when God is going to call you to break that and go on with to other brothers and sisters in Christ. So, thanks.
Filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I have loved you.
There is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slave. Now that you are my friends, since I have told you everything that the Father has told me, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love one another. In that second to last verse, it says, I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. In case you haven't noticed, we've been painting a vine up here. And it's starting to fill in. It's starting to produce fruit. But the PAs can't produce fruit alone. It takes the community. So we invite you, we're going to have some instrumental music playing. We invite you to come forward, get a little messy, stick your fingers in the paint. We have some purple paint up here. We would like your help in producing fruit. We have some clusters started of grapes. Feel free to join in, or if you see a space for a new cluster, add your fingerprints to that. You can add one, you can add 10, whatever the Spirit leads. We just ask that you keep it moving through so that everybody here would have an opportunity to add to the mural. When you're done, there are bowls of water up on the stage. They're a little dirty, we've been using them, but feel free. We also have water down off to the side there. So as you feel led, please come forward and add to the mural.
love each other the way that he loves us.
He wants us to stay close to him so that we can be as fruitful as possible. So I challenge you, stay close to God so that you can experience and share his magnificent love. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us so much and for desiring that we make our home in you. Help us go into this week with hearts filled with your love, and help us share that love with everyone we meet. Thank you for your never-ending, unfailing love. Amen. Go in peace.